Welcome to episode 103 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As many of you know, last week saw me head out into the snow to put together a pre-test review video of the Lowepro Rover Pro 45L AW backpack. Now, I have to say, on the surface at least, this bag certainly looks to be a great product perfectly suited to my requirements, and of course I'm really looking forward to putting it through its paces through the year. Now, what you see in that video is of course the finished polished result of my efforts that day, and very often a lot more goes on behind the scenes than you might imagine during the production. So this week's show gives you a glimpse of some of the challenges I faced whilst out and about. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 103. It's just about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I am out on location in kind of quite a different location, I suppose, today. It's one of my local woodlands. It's an ancient forest. I know I've spoken about it in the past and, of course, recorded podcast and shot videos and standalone still images here, which I've shared with you guys. The difference today is that all around me, I am surrounded by snow. And it is absolutely beautiful. It's not the best that the snow has been. I've had all sorts of commitments, as regulars will know, over the last few days, but over the last few weeks. And that has meant that I wasn't able to get out here as soon as I had wanted. In an ideal world, I would have gone the morning after the night that it absolutely snowed down really hard all around us. Anyway, that said, I needed to come out here for quite a specific reason. You might hear some sounds in the background, as you'd expect. There's a bird, not having this, I think, scaring crows away with automatic, like the loud bangs that go off in the fields and what have you. So the reason I'm here is not just to sit in the snow and talk to you guys. The reason I'm here was to shoot a very quick little video of a new product that I am going to be testing over the coming months. And this product is from Lowepro. It's one of their newer photography backpacks, and it's the Rover Pro 45L AW. And I will be, obviously, just as soon as the video is live, I'll be linking to it in the show notes. Hopefully I'll be able to put it together before this episode goes out. But it's a lovely little rucksack, 45 litres, as denoted by the 45L. The AW stands for all weather. It's a cover that pulls right over to protect it from the elements. And I decided to come out here. I had planned to shoot this little video sooner, just as a kind of an introduction, a bit of a teaser, as it were. I will be, in the fullness of time, once I've properly given it a good old testing, I will be doing a write-up, maybe another video, but I would imagine more likely it's going to be a write-up, just to, you know, really sort of pull it apart and say what I think of it and how well it performs. So I won't go into too much detail. You can check out the video for yourselves and it'll explain everything there. But something has occurred over the last 2 or 3 hours that I've been out here. And as I sit here, you can probably hear, if I just raise the microphone up. Can you hear that? Maybe. It's the sound of snow melting, and I don't know if it's raining or a bit of sleet. But something occurred when I was recording. I shot this little video, as I do with a lot of my stuff at the moment, on a very simple device. It's a Kodak PlaySport. I think it's a ZX5. It was something that Kodak sent to me to have a play with. And in the most part, it's done very, very well. But in the, I don't know, 2 years, maybe, that I've been using it, on two occasions it has completely locked up. And would you believe it, today was one of those occasions. I'd been filming sort of little cutaway shots, me walking through the woodland and down paths and this, that and the other. And I sat down and set up the framing and did some quick little tests for sounds and what have you. And just as I was about to hit record and record the final video, as it were, and I was going to shoot this all in one go, it decided to lock up. Could not believe it, the second time in 2 years, and there I am in the middle of a woodland in the snow. It's not particularly warm, it's teetering around zero at the moment. It's probably about 1 or 2 degrees, I think, today, and it locked up, and I thought I thought that was just about it. Let's just reposition myself here. It's quite slushy underfoot where I'm sat, where I've been moving around. I've got, just for reference, I've got a tiny little Thermarest inflatable, not self-inflating, you have to blow it up yourself, little inflatable seat, which I take everywhere. It's just like a pad. There's no backing to it or anything. Really good at insulating you from the snow or the cold ground. Anyway, so this kind of near tragedy with the Kodak video recorder. It's an HD video recorder. It's, you know, it works well, and it works most of the time. But here I am thinking, what do I do? Because I've only got so much time at the moment, and I really needed to nail this video today. Certainly the filming. And I thought, okay, well, the snow is going to be going over the next day or so. Have I got time to... Certainly not to go back to try and sort it out and then come back. The light would have been going, and the light's already starting to go a bit now. And what I had done in the past when this happened, I managed to get hold of a paper clip, just a standard little metal paper clip, and it has a reset button hidden away, and the only way that you can access that is something very thin, very pointy. And I could not believe it that this had happened, so... I didn't obviously have anything like that to hand, so I thought, I'm surrounded by trees and in all various shapes and sizes, and would you believe it, I managed to find a very, very tiny twig that was actually dry, and that did the job. Absolutely incredible. But that gave me a thought for an article that I'm going to put up on the website just as soon as I get a chance. This idea of... being prepared, and I won't go into too much detail now, otherwise there's no point sort of doubling up on the content. So, you know, the idea of being prepared. So on the one hand, I kind of could foresee, and I'm usually very good at sort of having spare batteries and sort of having things in waterproof bags when necessary and all this sort of thing. And I don't know what, I just didn't think that would happen to that camera. And I haven't carried anything like a paperclip for a long time. I haven't felt the need and what have you. I thought it was just initial gremlins when I first got that camera and started playing with it. It was on the very first day I tried it out, actually, that same issue happened. Because the whole thing just locks up. You can't do anything. You can't take the battery out because you charge it from a USB port. So, yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, that was me not being prepared. And that very nearly scuppered all of my plans. Now, one way that I have been prepared today is I thought, okay, I'm going to be out there. It's the snow is starting to melt a bit. It's maybe some sleet, and you should be able to probably in the background just hear that. I thought, right, how am I going to make sure that I'm out there, able to record, and the weather not stop me doing that? And so what I did, I packed in this rucksack what's known as a basha, B-A-S-H-A. And essentially, it's like a tarpaulin. It's got loops along the sides, and it's got poppers so that you can do things like... you can popper the edges and put some poles down them so you can make like an impromptu stretcher if you needed to, or you can bolt two of them together, for example. And it's got loops along the middle so you can sort of, essentially what you do, you put guy lines in the loops, and it's just an impromptu shelter, whether that's something that's kind of near to the ground, like an A shape, like a traditional A-frame tent, or whether it's just as a panel that slopes gently backwards that keeps you dry when it's raining. So what I've done is, as I sit here, and the picture that is in the show notes is me sat under this impromptu shelter. Where I decided to sit and record this video is where I actually recorded a video in the past. It was for an Aquapack rucksack, and I'll link to that in the show notes. But there's no, because of the nature of the trees where I'm kind of, I'm sort of sat up against, I think it's birch trees, and somewhere along the way they've been coppiced, so they're not, you know, it's all kind of different levels and this, that and the other. And where I'm sat, there's no actual kind of easy, it's not like four points that I can anchor the corners of this thing to, so it's a little bit a little bit saggy in the middle and what have you. But for the sake of this past hour or so that I've been sat doing the recording, then I sat and had some lunch, it has done a fantastic job. So the idea of being prepared, I'm going to be packing this on all my trips out, and even in the summer and the spring, you know, I would be more inclined to stay outdoors longer and actually kind of relish the thought of having to put up a shelter quickly and, you know, and just sit there. And I brought with me, because it's pretty chilly, I've got everything that I need just to keep warm and dry. I've got gloves, I've got a down jacket I'm wearing and a hat and what have you. But I've got a flask with tea in it, and I've just, in one hand I've got the audio recorder, and in the other hand I've got the lid, the cup from my thermos flask, which I've got tea in there. Top tip, I find green tea doesn't spoil when it's in a flask. Regular tea with milk tends to take on a funny taste. If you've got any tips about how to get around that, I'd appreciate that. And yes, I do thoroughly clean out my flasks after use, but I find that green tea actually doesn't, the taste doesn't deteriorate like regular tea. Yeah, so I've got sort of all these things. I'm just going to try to reposition a little bit and slipping down a bit. You know, I feel quite prepared here. And it meant that, like all these things, if you're well prepared, if you're comfortable, it means that you can get on and work to the best of your ability in whatever conditions. So going back to the reason I was here, this Lowpro rucksack, it is designed essentially for people that want to be out and about in the outdoors. They want their tent, their sleeping bag, their cookware and some clothing, maybe a 2 or 3 night wild camp or something. And this is something I will be doing hopefully very soon. I was due to go a couple of weeks ago, I was due to go to either Dartmoor or the Brecon Beacons here in the UK. And obviously you've got loads here in the UK. You've got the hills of Wales, and you've got sort of South Downs is really good, and there's so many good places for photography and camping. And then my daughter was born early and that kind of scuppered me, so I've sat with this, you know, this rucksack wanting to give it a go, and I decided to come out and do this little video. But it's really nice, and you can probably hear it's starting to sort of rain now, so I think my timing is just about really good. The only thing I've got to watch is when it comes to packing this all away and watching the water around any electronic equipment that I've got. I've got these XPED dry sacks, which I'm a great fan of. They're really cheap, but they just keep whatever's inside waterproof. And I've got one that I've given over to this basher, which is about, oh gosh, what must it be, about 10 or 12 foot by about 6, something like that. So it's quite big. So I just got to pack that away nice and tidy. But yeah, I just kind of, you know, this is what I love. I love being in the outdoors for whatever reason, whether it's just for the hell of it because I'm going for a walk, or whether it's because I have certain work to do. As I sit here now, I was thinking, okay, on the way back, I've been filming some sort of cutaways of, as I say, me walking along and jumping over a river on one occasion, something a bit different. But again, just to kind of, you know, sort of show that the bag stays on your back and is nice and sort of tight and what have you. And I was going to be shooting some stuff as I walked back out of the woodlands. Now, I shot quite a lot on the way, so I think I'm okay. So if this rain really does decide to heave down, I hope it doesn't, because I'm wearing a down jacket and it's not ideal in the rain, then I should be fine, so I'm nice and prepared. But I think, you know, it's one of those things. I'm going to put a separate article together about that, because it is such a fundamental part of being outdoors. And, you know, very sadly, we hear every year through all seasons, people that sort of lose their lives or get injured when they're outdoors. Now, whether it's heat stroke in the middle of the midday sun, in the middle of the day, what have you, whether it's not having enough layers and staying warm enough on a mountain in the height of winter, you know, all of these various seasons, I find it very interesting. And I kind of have a bit of a Ray Mears Bear Grylls moment here as I sit under this makeshift shelter. And as I sit here, if I didn't have all these other commitments, I would love to just pitch a tent properly and just sit here for the rest of the day, just listening to the rain coming down, getting my thoughts together. You know, just there's all the wildlife around here. I mean, I haven't seen any today, but this forest here has wild deer that have been here for so many years. And I know I've been speaking on the podcast in the past, and they've walked across my path as I'm in the middle of talking to you guys, and it's a lovely sight, it really is. But you know, it's been an interesting day because there's been a near calamitous fail in the technology. There's been some surprising events. I put that shelter in. I thought, well, it's, you know, I probably won't use it, and I like the idea of putting a shelter up, you know. And actually, it has saved the day, because when I set up, and as I say, you'll see from the picture, where I set up is a really nice little place to sit and do a piece to camera and talk about, I don't know, kit or whatever. I might make more of a feature of it through this year. But all of that could have been scuppered if I didn't have this shelter, because as I sit here and I look to my left, there's a a yew tree, really big tree, you know, lots of leaf covering and what have you. But I'm really surprised, it's really, really wet underneath and all around the ground and all the boughs there. It's I was expecting it to be dry under there, so what would normally be my refuge would be to just nip across, and it's only about, 70 feet away or something like that. Maybe about 100 feet away. I would usually sit under there and stay dry and have a cup of tea and, you know, whatever, and wait to see what the weather does or what have you. And today that wouldn't have worked. So it's been, you know, I've learned something. I'm kind of tailoring my kit and thinking about, you know, what should I have brought or what didn't I need to. I didn't bring anything that I did, you know, it was unnecessary. But as I sit here, and it's, you know, it's just starting to get colder now, I'm going to put my gloves back on because I haven't got them on at the moment. You know, I think I've had the best of the day. The light has started to go now. The weather is obviously sort of turning. And it just, it's moments like this as a photographer and as an individual who just loves the outdoors. I just love it. And when I stop recording here, I'm not going to pack everything up straight away. I'm just going to sit and listen to the rain and probably pour myself another drink. And then I've got to head off because I've got to go and do family stuff, as you might imagine. So, yeah, an interesting day. I'm really so glad that I made it out into the woodland, because with so much going on over recent days and even sort of day-to-day things changing, I was starting to get really frustrated because it can't be helped. Stuff happens and you have to put certain people or family or certain commitments first. But I was just like itching, you know, when it's a bit like, another example. Say you just got a new camera and you've been waiting ages to use this new camera, and maybe you've saved up your money, or a flash gun or something, a new technique you want to try, and you think to yourself, right, this weekend I'm gonna head out into the garden, I'm gonna do some test shots, I'm gonna go down by the sea or whatever, and just at the last minute something happens where you have to leave that camera or that flash gun or whatever in its box, and every day you see it, it's just sat there and you can't do anything with it, you can't use it, you can't take it out to put it through its paces or anything like that. That's kind of what it's been over recent days. So I'm so glad that
I know the snow's not perfect. It's nice. I mean, I'm not really shooting any award-winning images today. My main purpose was just to do this video. But I've got out here. And if there's anything I take away from my activities today, and anything, I guess, that I would pass on to you guys for, you know, people sort of hum and haw over, you know, sort of whether to go out, or, you know, whether to make that trip, just do it, you know. Just don't sit there dilly-dallying, just get out there and do it. You may come away with no pictures, or one or two which you're happy with, or kind of happy with, but the fact of actually going out, you'll have experiences, you'll learn something. We're always learning stuff all the time. You know, you just got to get out there and do it, and there is nothing better than being sat in a wild space, feeling comfortable and contented, and just taking it in, because it'll inspire you and it'll make you want to go out again, and create better work, and to have more fun with your friends or your fellow photography buddies or whatever. Let's wrap this up. It's been a really good day. I've shot the video sequences that I needed. Those will be processed over the next day or so. Could well be that I sit late into the evening as I record this, putting it together. I've got quite a bit of video work actually to put together at the moment. Stuff to do with focus on imaging, another sort of how-to video, some other test and review stuff, so it's quite a bit. I've just got to find the time to do it, but I equally know it's important to find the time to go out and have moments like this. So I'm going to sit here in the rain, but nice and dry under my shelter, pour myself another cup of tea, and I will look forward to sharing the video that I've shot today with you guys just as soon as I can. Don't forget, if you haven't taken a look at the video yet, it's right there on the website. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.